from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
There is something wrong with us that we're getting excited about the signing of Ben DiNucci.
Hey, it's a Ben DiNucci.
I mean, now we have something to watch for this preseason like we didn't before. Ben DiNucci.
Now Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh.
Our pie's on. Yeah. We welcome in Nate Geary, the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Ben DiNucci, third string quarterback. Reaction.
Well, listen, every year we usually get that fourth camp body that, you know, I think Seth, I was listening to Sal like last week. I think he was filling in on the afternoon show. And they were doing this exercise where they were going through all of the preseason passing attempts since Josh Allen has been drafted. And some of the names might surprise you, you know, like the at one point, Jordan Palmer, with the year before Josh Allen was drafted, Jordan Palmer threw passes in the last preseason game. So I was sort of waiting for a celebrity name to be signed here towards the end of preseason that could just log minutes. And thank God they gave us, the football gods gave us Ben DiNucci. Unfortunately for him, he's going to be sacrificed to the Lambs, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay, Pittsburgh coming up. Before we get to Pittsburgh, the Chicago Bears game on Saturday, Nate. It is preseason. Where do you come down on this?
I come down on this like I would a scrimmage. And at most scrimmages that I've ever played in any sport, baseball, basketball, football, they usually have a time clock, but very rarely do they have, you know, scores because they don't matter. I view the game similarly. I think the one thing that I kind of left as I rewatched it over the weekend, where I was like, you know, I just didn't really love the performance was on the offensive line, especially in the run game. They just could really get nothing going. And then I started following some tweets here and there, and Eric Washington, Bill's former assistant head coach and defensive line coach, is the defensive coordinator for Chicago. And it looked like he was running some pretty aggressive stunts against this Bills offensive line, and it definitely was clear that the Bills were not ready for that sort of situation. So it's very possible they got, you know, set up for failure a little bit in a preseason game. It's not that it's, you know, against the rules or anything, but most teams are just going to go out there and run vanilla stuff and, you know, pack it up and see you next week. But the Bears came out and they did some stuff on the defensive line that I think the Bills offensively weren't prepared for, and I think it stifled their run game a little bit. I would like to see them look better off on the offensive line. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Josh Allen does not play the rest of the preseason, but they throw the ones out there, the offensive line and James Cook for the first drive or something next week to try to just put some good film out there because the running game just did not look the way that I know I was expecting a Joe Brady run attack to look.
It's so funny.
You know, starting the year.
Nate, you mentioned that, and then if you go back and listen to the comments made post-game, I mean, there was a lot of, hey, there's no game planning in this game. We don't game plan for this opponent. It was almost as if they were angry that Washington maybe did do a little game planning, maybe did exploit what he knew to be some weaknesses on that Bills offensive line.
Yeah, I think the more you watched it, especially the first quarter, first, you know, quarter and a half, Yeah, I would say I agree. And considering that was kind of the topic of conversation post-game, it felt like that resonated a little bit. But again, I think largely, you know, it was like 19-6 going into the fourth quarter. It's not like it was 33-0, and then, you know, they arrested everybody and they got up early on them and it was a rout. You know, Shane Bichelle did not look particularly good. Mitch Trubisky didn't look particularly good. So I was actually surprised, you know, Ben DiNucci being the move. I thought that they might try to go out and go maybe add a guy to actually compete with Mitch Trubisky. I just think listen, it doesn't matter who they put in there. If Josh Allen's hurt, season's over. So it kind of doesn't matter. But, you know, Trubisky did not look good in Pittsburgh when they had signed him 2 years ago away from the Bills. In his, you know, early time, and then obviously, you know, lost the job to Kenny Pickett. But he just doesn't really do it for me. So I was surprised we didn't hear maybe a bigger name than Ben. DiNucci is going to be on the roster till, you know, when? Till cuts?
Yeah.
I don't really see him being the number three long term, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're talking Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network. You also hear him on WGR. One more thing for me from Saturday, Nate, and just curious, because when they say, you know, we'll give him a quarter worth, you know, usually that's kind of rough. You get to finish off the drive there. Josh Allen didn't get to finish off the drive. What are your thoughts on, wait a second, they pulled him right there after, you know, he ran the ball there for first down.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminded me of, like, when you're a kid and your mom or your dad yell at you and say, you do that one more time and we're going home. And Josh Allen ran, and it was almost like when he slid, he got up, he was a little hobbly when he got up. I think I could read Sean McDermott's body language in that moment, said, nope, you're going home. You're done. You're done. We're done. You're going home. That was the vibe I got. It was like, all right, yeah, we're not going to have you out here scrambling and running around. You know, this was, you know, make a couple of throws, move the football, maybe get into a scoring position. Let's run some red zone offense. But that first quarter ended after that slide and that run, and Sean just pulled the rug right underneath Josh Allen. And frankly, I was even surprised to see Josh out there in the first place. I know there's some new pieces. It's technically a new offense. So I'm sure that there was some desire from both the coaching staff and Josh Allen to get out there, get a little, you know, get some reps under them in live. They're going to get a lot of that this week in the joint practices against the Steelers. It was, hey, we told you no running, and when you run, we're pulling you. And I think he got the trigger there.
Yeah, Nate, I'm on the record as saying, look, if Josh Allen is in a joint practice with the Steelers and is in a controlled environment, he's getting reps in those practices, I don't need to see him Saturday night, and I don't think I need to see him against Carolina either. Have we seen the last of Josh Allen this preseason?
Yeah, I think so. It maybe wouldn't surprise me if they also wanted just to maybe shake off what was, you know, I think generally speaking, team-wide, a pretty lackluster performance last week. But I could also see them saying, like, hey, let's just get to the regular season. Let's be healthy. You know, we're going to get – it's going to be a more intense practice you know, environment this week in joint practices, which we haven't really seen under Sean McDermott since that first kid, that Carolina joint practice a couple of years ago, and then Oliver's rookie season. So I think that ramp up, and to your point, in that controlled environment gives them maybe some more game situation looks, and in a controlled environment where they don't have to worry about Josh Allen trying to truck a linebacker or, you know, find a place to slide. So I would genuinely be surprised if we see Josh Allen in the preseason again this year.
Our guest, Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network. As Nate, I think the philosophy, they wouldn't say it, but the way I look at how they treat a wide receiver is, all right, let's just kind of throw a bunch of things up against the wall and hopefully something sticks. I don't know. Is anything sticking right now coming out of that game? I mean, I don't want to overreact to one game, but Shavers or MVS or KJ Hamler, we haven't seen Chase Claypool. I mean, could the Buffalo Bills actually, when it comes down to cutdown day, kind of take a look around the league and say, you know what, maybe there is something better than what we've got right now on the back end?
I think they absolutely could do that. And I think the guy that I'm starting to think more and more could be on the outside looking in is MVS. You know, he just has not really stood out, the drop issues. And, you know, there was some talk towards the end of last season, you know, if you follow Kansas City Twitter at all, that he just didn't have the fastball anymore. Like, his fastball was the guy could run past people and be a deep threat. And some of that top-end speed looks like it had diminished a little bit. And if he's going to be dropping the ball down the field, where the only place that he's really going to be able to have an impact in this offense, you know, I think Shavers is borderline a lock at this point. And if you are looking at your group and saying, you know, we don't really love Claypool, but we don't love MVS either, let's see who might shake free at the end of training camp and see if we can't find a, you know, a younger guy in the up and coming. I even think someone like a Treylon Burks, right? Like, could he potentially be on the outside looking in at Tennessee? They completely remade their wide receiver room this offseason. They go out, they get Calvin Ridley, they signed Tyler Boyd, and, you know, he's a former first-round pick. And is it a player like that that the Bills could potentially say, hey, you know, we'll part with a third, fourth-round pick and maybe go for a reclamation project if they're just not getting what they want out of this room? But I thought, you know, Keon looks, I mean, very limited reps. I mean, he got 3 targets, 1 catch in the game. I'm definitely excited about what the role is in store for Curtis Samuel. I think he's going to be a guy that they look to get to the ball or get the ball quickly, get the ball to Josh Allen's hands and get him in space. And I think Khalil Shakir is really set for a breakout year. If you're kind of on the outside looking in Buffalo, you know, he might still be a name that you say, Khalil Shakir, okay, yeah, you know, he had a couple of good games last year, that great play against Pittsburgh in the playoffs. But otherwise, you know, is this a player that, you know, people are really thinking is going to be a real contributor? I think it's very possible from the wide receiver group that Khalil Shakir could lead this team in targets and receptions. I mean, he is, I think, by far their best weapon after the catch. And he showed that in flashes again. He just is a hard worker. He's always in the right place. Easy guy to root for. I think that it's a big season's in store for Khalil Shakir.
In the limited time that we saw them in the first quarter, there was a lot of Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid, a lot of that 12 personnel. Do you still get the sense that that's kind of how they want to operate here when we do get to the regular season, Nate?
You know, I do. I think it's their position of strength. I think that, you know, Ken Dorsey really just did not do. They go out and they draft Dalton Kincaid and they re-sign Dawson Knox the year prior. And, you know, all they talked about last offseason was 12 personnel, 12 personnel. And then it went out there and it's like there was just no organized plan. And I think this year, you know, you're going to see Dalton Kincaid lining up in the slot more. It's going to be 12 personnel, but it'll essentially be 11 big. And I think you'll see a lot of that. And listen, I think Dawson Knox, if he can stay healthy, will have a significantly bigger impact on the offense that he did last year. Just the injury early on, and then obviously once he went out and they sort of started figuring out how to use Dalton Kincaid, I think that Knox has real value, especially in the red zone. Him and Josh Allen have a good rapport. He's good in those scramble drill plays where Josh Allen sort of breaks contain and, you know, finds the sidelines. He's good at those. So I think you're going to see a lot of Knox and a lot of Kincaid together on the field at the same time. But I think you can view it as more of a modified, like, big 11 personnel more than, like, standard 12.
Well, if they're going to run more 12, you would really need a third tight end on this team. And if I'm doing the exercise, you know, pick the 53 as you have, Nate, the thing I get stuck on is who's the third tight end on this team? Is it Morris or is it Davidson?
It's going to be, to me, how much they value special teams, because I do think that Q is probably one of their better, if not their best, special teams player and contributor. All we've heard for the last, you know, 6 months about the rules, the kickoff rules, and there is some, at least, you know, initial data that suggests it is going to be a bit of a game changer in terms of average field starting field position, you know, average, you know, amount of kick returns per game. If those all go up, you're going to want guys that you can trust and rely on. And I like Zach Davidson a lot. He's a big player. I mean, 6'7", big body, sure hands, got that athleticism. But Q is a guy that I think has earned the respect of his teammates by being a really hard worker and a guy that they can trust on and a lot of special teams, not just kickoff and kick return, but in punt and punt block and a lot of these other special teams core units. So I think Davidson would have to not only be head above heels better than Q and Quentin Morris on the offensive side of the ball as their third tight end, but he would also have to show that he's a game changer in special teams. And I think that's just really where Quentin Morris is going to be a difficult guy to bump off this roster as a third tight end.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And where do you come down on the return game there with the new kickoff rule and with punt returns? We saw KJ Hamler muff a kickoff. We know that Daquan Hardy is also in the mix. Do you think they get younger with Hardy and keep a guy that they drafted basically for this role? Or do you think Hamler's experience could play a role here and actually land him on the roster?
Yeah, man. I mean, could you have picked – listen, like, we know how Sean McDermott generally is about, you know, guys that, you know, struggle holding onto the football. I mean, he basically put James Cook, who ran for 1,000 yards last year, in the penalty box for half a season, his rookie season, for fumbling his first touch. Not the timing to be the guy that they're giving the first look in the kick return situations and to muff a kick. Not what you want if you're KJ Hamler trying to, you know, carve a full-time role on this team, especially because it doesn't really – the fit offensively doesn't really stand out to me as a guy that, like, ooh, you know, you can find unique ways, creative ways to get him the ball. That was a tough play for him and might be a tough one for him to overcome in the long run. Because again, they draft Hardy. He's a guy that I think has elite level quickness and speed. But he's a rookie and we'll see if they can trust him in those situations and end up going with that. I would generally be more surprised to not see Ty Johnson back there. I think that's Ty Johnson's job. I think you want more of a running back with a little bit of physicality to him than you do like a wide receiver. And I think that's where you're going to see across the league is guys that play running back that have good vision, that are used to the ball in their hands, get a lot of the nods over guys that are the smaller wide receiver types that are more straight line speed. I think speed matters. But I think vision is going to be the thing that ends up being the most valuable piece to these kick returners with the new additions to the kickoff role.
We're talking to Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nate, entering the week, this was like a big topic, and I still think it is a huge topic. It wasn't relevant much to Saturday's outcome, but the safety position and the idea that there isn't much behind right now Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin, and I don't know, we really are all that confident in those two guys being the starters now at this point. So what's your overall feeling right now at the safety position as they're waiting for a couple guys to get back here?
Boy, doesn't it feel like DeMar Hamlin's going to be the day one starter? I mean, it feels like it's going to be him and Taylor Rapp. And, you know, listen, I think there are some athletic limitations with DeMar Hamlin, but I think that he did a lot for himself filling in for Micah Hyde 2 years ago. And I think there's a level of trust this coaching staff, Sean McDermott, Bobby Babich, are going to have that he is going to be, whether or not he's got athletic limitations, whether or not, you know, maybe he's on the smaller side and the build-wise, that he's a guy that they know at the end of the day, he's going to be in position to make a play. Even if he doesn't make it, he'll be there to do it. And I feel the same way about Cam Lewis. Like, if they had to go to Cam Lewis, that they trust he'll be in the position to make a play, even if maybe the athleticism isn't where they want it to be in terms of a starting caliber player. Not only do I think, guys, that DeMar Hamlin's going to be the starting safety day one, I think it's going to be really hard to take it away from him. I think that Mike Edwards really needed time in this preseason and training camp to gel, to become a guy that they could trust, even though he's a veteran. Him and Cole Bishop both missing the extended time they're missing, and especially with Edwards, who did not play and miss all of OTAs with an injury that was lingering. It just puts them in a position where, what are they going to throw him out there in the last preseason game? And like the time on task that was going to be required to be the starter next to Taylor Rapp has just by nature of injury gone all to DeMar Hamlin. And I think that ends up being more valuable than draft position or versatility in the case of Mike Edwards. So I think for me, DeMar Hamlin's your day one starter with Taylor Rapp. And I think it's going to be short of injury. It's going to be that way for the, I think, a pretty large portion of the season.
Nate, was there anybody else that stood out to you, offense or defense? I've been watching Dwayne Carter throughout the course of camp and watched him a little bit, and I thought, all right, nice game. And Dwayne Carter is somebody that we get the sense that they're going to want to lean in as part of that rotation on the defensive line. Were there any names that stood out to you in what was overall a lackluster performance by the team, but some decent individual performances?
You know, I'll give you a name, Jamarcus Ingram. They're right now slotted as their fourth corner and might be right there on the outside of the roster bubble, might be the one of the last guys to make the team because he's sort of that last perimeter corner. He showed, and he's shown this in practice a couple of times, that he's a physical player at the line of scrimmage. There's a highlight from the game where he just absolutely bullies the wide receiver standing across from him, puts him on the ground in a jam-up situation. You know, the coaching staff has talked him up for the last year and a half. Obviously, you know, was on the practice squad 2 years ago and last year. And as a guy that I think Sale has talked a lot about as being a guy, it's like, okay, like, you know, I think you like who they have in their top three with Elam and Douglas and Benford. But he's sort of an unknown, Ingram, as in been a guy that's played a lot in the league. And you lose Dane Jackson, and for everything that Dane lacked as, you know, an every down player, you knew exactly what the bare minimum you were going to get from Dane. He wasn't going to give up big plays, and he was going to be in the right spot defensively. And if they can trust him to do that, Ingram, to be that same type of trustworthy player, that he's going to be in the right spot at the right time to make plays, you know, he's going to have a big special teams role on this team, but a physical player. And I think that was good to see. I liked what I saw a lot from Jamarcus Ingram. And that's a guy that I think is trending upwards for sure.
Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network, back at it coming up Saturday night, Pittsburgh. Nate, when we get to this time of year, I don't want to wish the summer away. I want to enjoy every minute we have here. But funny how we kind of forget the quality of the play in preseason. This is nothing really new. And anybody that is upset about what you saw from a Buffalo Bills standpoint, I mean, you know, like, get over it. Like, things are going to be better here.
And get it out of your system. You know, if you're the Bills, if you're, especially in the NFL, it's like nobody wants to play in these games anymore. I think it's going to be a pretty big bargaining chip for the players when they want to add this 18th game of, you know, maybe not eliminating the preseason altogether, but I thought we did this, you know, like during COVID, getting through that season and kind of everyone agreeing like, yeah, like we don't need this anymore. And so I think when this 18th game gets negotiated for that, dramatic cut down, maybe more of these joint practices, less of these true game situations, maybe one tune-up game where you get some of these guys an opportunity to get through pregame, check the, you know, feel the warm-ups, the week of a game, what that feels like. But yeah, like again, like we talked about at the beginning here, it's like I don't see Josh playing again. And if you are just basically throwing out backups, what is the true value there? Yeah, there's some evaluation that'll go on. Other teams we'll be able to watch some fringe roster players play up against other fringe roster players, and maybe that's enough to get a guy a job somewhere else. But, yeah, you know, I think the preseason has really lost a lot of its value, at least from a consumer perspective. And it's very clear to me that the league just does not take it very seriously either. And if no one's taking it seriously, then what are we – you know, listen, I mean, we're sports talk radio guys. We've got time to fill, so we're going to talk about it. But man, you know, I think putting any weight into it, losing sleep, you know, it's just that's something I'm not going to subscribe to.
I, for one, cannot wait to see Ben DiNucci on the preseason field.
Guys, what number is Ben DiNucci wearing? Ooh. What are you thinking? 19? It's got to be ugly. 19.
I think last we saw, he was wearing a 6 in Denver, I want to say.
Ugh, yeah. Well, Sam Martin's got that, so he's locked that, right? Or does Sam Martin have 9? 8.
Is Martin a 9er?
I don't know. Is there any number for DiNucci? Are they going to have to double up numbers for him?
Oof.
Ooh, double number. Oof.
That you see that, though. That is Martin's an eight.
Martin's an eight. Okay. I love 19 because I think it's so ugly that at least somebody will talk about him. You know, like, wow, look at that quarterback wearing 19.
If we're going to go down this road, can we all agree that 66 on Connor McGovern, it just looks right for the center of the Buffalo Bills?
Definitely. I like double up numbers. 22 on Ray Davis looks good. Saran Neal had 33 for a long time. Love that number. I just love Matt Cavage with 44. Yeah, I'm a big double number guy. So I was 11 myself. That was my number growing up. So I'm just a double up number kind of guy.
Yeah. Let's see. Hamler is 19 right now.
Shoot.
You have only two numbers, and you're not going to hand out 12. Actually, you can't. That's retired. 15.
Yep.
He's got to be 15.
Oh, that's even worse than 19. Yeah, give him 15. Give him 15. That is aesthetically, it's vomit. Yeah. It's aesthetically vomit.
Yeah. Well, Nate, we're looking forward to it, and I appreciate you giving us some of your time this afternoon to kind of recap everything we saw. And Saturday, we'll be checking in with you throughout the course of the season as well. All right, bud?
Always, fellas. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Nate.
There's Nate Geary. You can hear him on WGR, our Odyssey Sports sister station. It's part of the Buffalo Bills radio network as well.
What about like 72? Like anybody can wear any number now. Like go all the way, right? Like right. Having a quarterback.
Quarterback still is limited, right? I think the quarterback still has to wear. Like I don't think you can see a quarterback wearing anything over 20.
Okay. Well, there's one choice.
Well, 15. Yeah. If 15 is the choice, then 15 is the choice. Ben DiNucci, welcome to the Buffalo Bills. You'll wear 15. You'll wear it proudly. Why? Because he's Italian.
Either that or Bouchel goes on injured reserve or wave injured, whatever, and give him. He was wearing number 6 before, too. So
okay.
That's another option.
That's right. Yeah, it's almost, I feel like maybe the Bills listen to the sports bar. Hey, Pete Coeli, Ben DiNucci, everybody's happy. Because why? What? Because we're Italian. I can't wait. This is great news.
I love everybody tweeting in at us. Like, yes, we're aware. Yep, Italian. Michael writing in, yep, because he's Italian.
DiNucci's going to be out there sweating marinara sauce on Saturday night. Can't wait. Because he's Italian.
What's the Ilio De Paolo's? That's the restaurant right down the road there, the former wrestler. You've never been to Ilio De Paolo's. That's the big. Yeah, that's the big restaurant you go to.
Pittsburgh?
No, in Buffalo.
Oh.
In the South Towns. You also have the other one that looks really gaudy there on Transit there.
Oh, the one that, yeah.
All the gardens.
The Rose Garden or whatever it is.
Like, bring him over there with all the statues.
Oh, yeah. We have the makings of a legend if this guy latches on in any way, shape, or form. Really appreciate Nate Geary stopping by and sharing his thoughts from Saturday's loss. Preseason week one is in the books, and now our sights focusing on week two. Game Saturday night coming up here against the Steelers. Joint practices this week. We'll talk about that and more. Ryan Talbot of NewYorkUpstate.com stopping by the sports bar next hour. And I've got one more bright spot from Saturday that we have yet to discuss. And I've been pretty vocal about my disdain for a lot of the moves that the Buffalo Bills made this offseason, except for one. There was one move that they made that I'm like, you know what? That move actually makes a lot of sense and will probably work in their favor and pay dividends. And we saw it on Saturday, and it worked.
There's a report in baseball that there could be this radical change to the schedule in 2028. I'm going to tell you, it's all a lie.
Okay,
you want to think this, that's fine, but this is what we call recency bias. Also, our week one selection here, Danger, like our slow rollout here. We're picking games every so often here. Think about this one here. It's the opening Friday night game. Green Bay, Philadelphia.
Oh, the Brazilian game.
The Brazilian game. We exported this game?
sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get your prediction on that. We'll both make a prediction on that one. And we'll dive into more with Ryan Talbot, more from Saturday, with Ryan Talbot from NewYorkUpstate.com. That's all coming up in the next few. You can join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4FAN. 4326.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.